You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Not this for sports news, though. The University of Northern Colorado, the Bears, has suspended its club hockey team through 2026 for violations of the school's student code of conduct. Apparently, Jer, there have been allegations of alcohol consumption and distribution of alcohol to minors.
Oh, God.
Also, hazing.
Uh-oh.
A report found the club hockey team drank during official activities at an off-campus house, but also allowed underage players to illegally drink from a keg at a party. We are talking about college here, right?
Right. So,
I mean, it is the university.
What's the big deal? So far, I'm not seeing a problem.
So the reason I bring it up is because of what we just said. The UNC hockey team reacted to their suspension by saying, and this is a quote, "Everyone does it. And we just caught a bad break, basically."
Pretty much. Yeah. Somebody ratted us out.
Yeah.
Somebody was a snitch.
Their suspension is until 2026.
Jeez, way to lay the hammer down. It's a little much.
Let's talk a little bit about the VMAs. I know you've got some stuff. Tay-Tay was there. And before we talk about what she won, let's talk about her love life again.
All right.
Apparently, Taylor Swift may be hooking up with that Super Bowl champion tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
He was joking a while back. He said he was, quote, butthurt because he wanted to slip his phone number to Tay-Tay. But she doesn't see people before her shows. And so apparently she did get the message anyway because they have now reportedly been seeing each other for weeks.
Good. That's
Taylor,
great.
As a source says, quote, "Taylor and Travis have been quietly hanging out."
I saw a meme floating around that said, "This Travis guy is stable. He's got a full-time job. He has his own money. Not a chance Tay-Tay is with him."
Oh.
Yeah, we had a few people texting in already this morning talking about how, for sure there's going to be a song about this guy at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You want to do the NSYNC stuff right now?
We might as well do it now.
Let's talk about it a little bit yesterday during the trending report. A bunch of rumors about NSYNC possibly showing up to the MTV Video Music Awards, and indeed they did. I actually hopped on to watch some of this last night live, and I saw them wander out. The guys are looking old. They're looking old
and a little thick.
Don't say that. Obviously, they're what? They're late 40s now? Mid-40s?
That's what I was trying to think yesterday.
I think they are. Yeah. I mean, they're looking gray. Because even Nicole was like, "Oh my God, Joey's got a gray beard." It's not the NSYNC that we grew up with, for sure. But anyway, the crowd flipped out. I had a smile on my face. It was good to see the guys.
Joey is 46.
Yeah, so there you go. They're getting
God, they're your age.
Well, no. I'm younger.
By like, what, 24 months?
Thank you very much. Way younger. And then they handed out some award, Best Pop Award, and of course it went to Tay-Tay, and she totally fangirled when she saw the guys. So here's the audio of that.
Best Pop. And the VMA goes to the unstoppable Taylor Swift.
I had your dolls. Are you doing something? What's going to happen now? What are you? There's something they're going to do something, and I need to know what it is. You guys are you're pop personified. So to receive this from your golden pop hands is it's too much.
It's funny to think that NSYNC is like now pop royalty at this event, wandering into an MTV awards ceremony, and they're like the old guys now, and they're royalty when they walk on stage.
It
was fun to see them. They did not perform, which I was actually quite surprised. I feel like they should have thrown a little ditty together.
It's funny because I was wondering about this last night. Something came up about NSYNC, and I was wondering about it, and I was like, they would have to get together and rehearse.
Yes.
Right? And wouldn't word have gotten out if they were seen together, before? It's like they were all flying in to New York, but that wouldn't give
legit.
Them time to do that. And I thought, would they still 20-something years later remember all the moves to their songs?
Yeah. Well, it would have been legit because they've got new music, I think, coming out for this Trolls movie. That's the big thing, is they have reunited for the Trolls movie.
That's true.
So they could have totally done it. But honestly, a couple of them were really overweight, so I don't know if they could have.
Well, don't say that.
I mean, they have let themselves go.
No, don't say that. Whew.
Anything else you want to say about that?
About NSYNC?
Anything? No. Did you watch it? You know what the funny thing was, is I was flipping through, and it didn't start here until 9 for some reason. But I continued to scroll through the channels, and it was on the Spanish station at like 6 for some reason. So I plugged it in on the Spanish station.
Okay.
But it was in English, but with giant Spanish subtitles going over like the middle of the screen.
Oh.
So that's how I was watching it, so I could watch some of it and go to bed. So everything was...
It wasn't on any other channel?
It wasn't on MTV until 9. Actual MTV, but there was like MTV Latino or something, and I put it on that. And
that's great.
So and then they would cut away, and there'd be all these Spanish, you know, people talking about it. I was like, I have no idea what they're saying, but it sounds beautiful.
You know, one other thing, did we mention that Taylor won most of the awards?
Oh, yeah, like 20 or something.
She's just
9. 9 wins at the VMAs.
What else do we have? Your grandmother will be happy. Did your mom ever watch Murder, She Wrote?
I don't know.
It was just like an iconic show, and now they're doing a Murder, She Wrote movie.
Ah, okay.
So you tell your grandparents, they are going to flip out.
Oh, boy.
That's good. And then one other music note for you, too. You remember how you brought up the song Kokomo by the Beach Boys the other day?
I sure did.
It is now ranked number 2 as the most hated song
That's
in the history of rock music.
That's too bad. Bunch of crotchety old guys.
You know what they picked
list.
As the number 1? Most hated song in rock music, the Aerosmith song from Armageddon, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
That's such a cheesy song.
It was really bad, but
really
should it
bad.
Be number one?
No.
Wait, is it worse than Kokomo?
No. No, it's not.
I gotta laugh because number 4 on the list is the Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire, and we are playing that new version of it.
Yeah, which to a lot of people, this is
like a
the
new
only
song.
Version of it that they know. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, what else is trending?
Well, there's a new book coming out this fall from Reba McEntire, of all places. Hey, y'all, I'm Reba McEntire. And here's how they're promoting it. Reba McEntire corn mazes that are opening in 24 different states this weekend.
Clever.
It's a promotional thing for her new book. It comes out next month. It's called Not That Fancy by Reba McEntire. So they hired this company that specializes in corn mazes, and they're going out and creating. I was looking to see what it is, if it's like a picture of the book cover.
Does it
or
spell out Reba?
Her, if it's her, it's actually Reba's face. I couldn't find what it is. They say they all officially open on Saturday, so maybe that's when they're going to drop the images and everything of them. But anyway, that's kind of a cute way to promote a book coming out, I guess, is with a corn maze.
Sure.
I don't know. Why not? Why not? It's something different. Today is National Hug Your Boss Day for anyone that's really, really close with your boss.
Well, you first.
we do have a meeting today with
Studley Steve,
who is technically our boss.
He seems like a huggable guy. I've never hugged him, but he seems huggable.
I would hug him. Yeah. It'd be a little awkward because when you hug him, his face is like in your chest, but... New survey out this morning, Dom. This probably gets your. This will probably light your rocket. Less than a quarter of Gen Zers use periods, commas, and quotation marks in casual chats. Essentially, everyone of a younger age doesn't really care about punctuation, spelling, capitalizing, any of that.
Yeah.
When it comes to texting, and you know what? I'm fine with it too. I don't give a crap. Really, really don't.
I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today, Jeremy.
Did you double space after the period?
Well, I misspelled intentionally the entire headline because you got to do that,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
And I didn't write this, but I do want to make it clear. People think that they have to be careful when they text or email me that they have to spell everything right. I don't care what other people do.
BS.
No. I will judge it.
There but what you I, have it.
Sure, but
when
I'm not like,
you judge
but I don't
person.
Demand that people do that. I'll just be like, ugh, lazy. But I don't care.
See?
It's just
for you make the other person feel bad.
It's just, I don't say it.
You just did. Ugh,
well,
lazy.
I say it
that person
in general,
is lazy.
But I don't write back to somebody and say, you misspelled
No,
blah,
you don't
blah,
point
blah.
Everything out, but everybody knows when they text you,
but
that's
my,
your
but
thing.
But my point is, for me, it will drive me crazy if I screw up.
Yeah, for sure.
So if people want to send me stuff and they don't have capitalization and punctuation, whatever, that's your choice, but it would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy, I'm having cocktails or beer or whatever tomorrow night with my buddy Milo.
Okay.
And what's funny is he is exactly like me in that. We've talked about this before, that we both double check all of our text messages before we hit send. You probably never do that.
I occasionally do, but if
I proofread my text messages.
If it's back and forth between one person and it's quick and nobody else is reading it, who cares if anything's capitalized, commas, quotes.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I'm not a freak, because I guess I am, and apparently I'm quite in the minority now, but I have to double check my text messages before I hit send.
You're funny.
It's just the way I am, man.
It's the way you are. There's some good news stories for
you. You know,
around.
You've got like 10,000 neuroses. Yeah, I get to have this one.
That is your one.
I get to have this one.
And to sit there and watch you two at happy hour is probably quite entertaining.
You know, when we
you
text
pause
each other.
When there's a comma.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you're talking to each other.
When we're texting each other, it must be a total mess. Because we're just really slow and deliberate.
Hey, here's some good news floating around. A woman in Alabama found a $6,000 wedding dress at a Goodwill for $25, and she scooped it up. She says, I'm not even engaged yet to my boyfriend, but I'm going to hold on to it. She says it fits like a glove. Well, hopefully it does when you finally decide to get engaged.
So this is
right?
Like finding artwork.
It's like finding artwork. $6,000 dress for $25. Yeah, you got to scoop that up, even if you turn around and flip it on next door or something.
Again, this is the thing. Do you go back to the place where you got it at the garage sale or whatever, and do you spiff them a little bit more money?
Hells no, period. A Utah real estate agent is making
Did you spell
news.
That H-E-L-L-Z?
Died with two Z's. real estate agent in Utah making the rounds on the social because apparently she swallowed her husband's AirPod Pro while she was trying to take a handful of vitamins. She's recounting the video in a TikTok video, of course. Apparently, she was, you know, talking to somebody or doing something. She had a handful of her supplements, her vitamins, and not paying attention, threw them in her mouth, and she's like, felt like one of them felt a little funny, but went ahead and swallowed it down, and now she's got Kokomo playing in her stomach. And she said she is taking the advice of doctors and friends around her and just letting it pass naturally. So
okay,
that's gonna be a pretty banging turd, right? Hey, my poop's making music.
Man,
hey.
The line I want to use, I can't. So let's move
it.
On.
There's two Fat America stories. Lunchables has introduced grilled cheesies that are coming out. Microwavable grilled cheese that comes in a box.
Yeah,
now.
Okay.
Ugh. And Coca-Cola's got a new flavor coming out, and they say it's supposed to taste like the future, bro. Coca-Cola Y3000 is what they're naming it, and they don't really know what the flavor is in it. People are saying it's like 85% Coke and then something else. A twist of something unexpected is what they're describing it as.
All right.
Don't know what that is. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Did you ever try that Starry one that came out?
Mm-mm.
I did. It was like a mix of Coca-Cola and cotton candy. It was very weird.
I'm not a cotton candy guy, so I would pass
on
that.
Weird. We have clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link with some pictures to this dad who reclaimed the record for the most tattoos of the same name. It's his daughter, who's named Lucy, and he tattooed Lucy on his body 667 times. It is quite the thing to see. All these little tiny Lucys just going up and down his skin. What are your thoughts on that?
Mental.
It's different. So anyway, it's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.